is the last book in the Tanakh. As far as if we may say, if we look at it as a history point of view, other than the theme that we have, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Esther, this is just prophecies of prophets that the Sheikh Nesigos had to put together. But as a book, as to summarize, if you may say, maybe that's the purpose, of course it's not, but this is the last book, it's Melachim, that was written by the Nevi'im, of course, and this is just the conclusion, if you may say, of the 15th generation from the time of Abraham till the 30th generation, I'm sorry, from the time of Abraham till Tzidkiyahu, when the first of that was destroyed. The Sefer Melachim Bet and the destruction of the Hamikdash. Parallel to it, we have also the prophecies of the prophets Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Yechezkel, and Tzedekiah were almost in the same time. But as the description of what did happen, if we may say, and what lesson do we have to learn, Sefer Melachim ends, if we may say, the Tanakh. The rest is just, we may say, repetition or something very parallel to it.
Why did we need the alphabet?
I really don't know. Because it wasn't written by the same person, that's the Gemara says. But really, it can be one book.
Well, we count the number of books in Tanakh, we don't count the books.
So no, it's one.
Count the one.
Right, come on.
Thank you. Don't be sorry, I don't understand this.
I don't think it's smoking, I think it's a shenanigans.
It's not
proof that he smoked.
Yeah,
that's not a proof.
I smell it.
No, I said it's not a proof that he smokes.
No, he could hang out smoking.
Right.
He could be at the pool power.
Yeah. Right. He was sitting next to somebody who was smoking.
He walked into somebody's house and smoked, right?
Right.
I also sit next to somebody who doesn't smell like that on the plane. It'll be impossible.
But he doesn't smoke.
No, that's just the ear smoke.
Somebody smokes next to him, he doesn't.
Well,
with your permission, Melachim Aleph, chapter 1.
I'm sorry.
Vamelech David Zaken Babayamin. The description about David HaMelech is very old. Babayamin, the Gemara says, Zohar says that it means is that he fulfilled his days. That's what it means really. Vechasur v'abgadim v'lo yechamlo. Zohar look it. Between the Gemara and the Midrash, what was the reason that David HaMelech is called? The Gemara says, since one time when Shaul was chasing David HaMelech, and Shaul fell asleep, and David came closer to him and he cut the corner of his jacket, if we may say. Since he, we will say, embarrassed the clothing, therefore he got this punishment. Any amount of clothing that tried to cover him, he was cold. Of course, the clothing don't make you hot, of course, this is, everybody knows. It means the clothing only keeps the heat of the body to stay. And since his body was so cold, doesn't matter how many clothing they're going to put on top of him, it's always going to be cold. That's what it means, really. It doesn't matter how many clothing they're going to put on him, it's going to be cold. It's not because the clothing don't do anything because he has no warmth in his body. He has no warmth in his body, so of course won't have anything that you cover him with. Again, the Gemara says the reason for that is because he cut the corner of Shaul's jacket. Again, this is a major punishment. Somebody has a jacket at home and decided he doesn't want this jacket, he doesn't like it. He bought a new jacket at the Besh, and he doesn't like it. He brought it home, his wife said it's not nice, he takes it and throws it into the garbage. So therefore it's going to have such a punishment that it's going to be cold forever. So it's not just because he cut the corner of Shaul's jacket, and this should be such a punishment that he's freezing cold constantly. Also, really what he did, maybe he should not have done such a thing, that's really what he did was just a warning to Shaul. He wanted Shaul to stop chasing him around. So he told, he cut the corner, and then he went to the other side, and he called from the other side Shaul and Avner, and he said, look, 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 who is watching the king? I came by, and everybody says, you didn't come by. So he went to have a proof. And the proof was that he was able even to cut piece of the jacket. But it's not something that he embarrassed, the clothing. So, why don't you stick up a shoe? So, again, the purpose was, it's called Avera Lishma. It's called Avera Lishma. The Gemara says if you do a thing, but Lashem Shamayim 100% it's not called Avera. The Gemara says, Dola Avera Lishma mitzvah shelo Lishma. If you do a sin, but the purpose of the sin is Lashem Shamayim, the Gemara says sometimes somebody does a sin, but it's Lashem Shamayim. The Gemara says it's better to do a sin Lashem Shamayim than do a mitzvah, not Lashem Shamayim. It means somebody puts a tit, and he doesn't have the kavanah, the intention to do a mitzvah, or somebody will do a sin. But the purpose of the sin is Lashem Shamayim, for example. You're not allowed to embarrass anybody. The Gemara says when you embarrass somebody, it's like you're killing somebody. But if you embarrass somebody, Lashem Shamayim, this is the reason you're embarrassing, because he's doing something very bad, or this is what he did, is something very bad. It's the Gemara says, Yerovam did Shlomo HaMelech, that Yerovam, we're going to learn later, went in public and told Shlomo HaMelech, you're embarrassing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't know what you're doing, you're doing something very bad. So the Gemara said, he meant Hashem Shamayim, even though you're embarrassing the king, and of course you're not allowed to embarrass the king. But nevertheless, he's embarrassing so much that Shlomo HaMelech tried to kill him, to catch him. In the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerovam to be the king of Israel because Yerovam was not the face of Shlomo HaMelech and embarrassed him. He told him in public, you're the one that you're building a palace for your wife, the goy wife, but Pharaoh did convert, and he did not convert, and have conversion. The Gemara says, Avera Lashem Shamayim is not called Avera. Over here, David HaMelech is coming to warn Shaul, or maybe to try to prove to Shaul that he had a chance to get rid of him. And of course, Avalo Gechash came to go, because we all do know that David was innocent. David HaMelech, Shaul only had some kind of a Ruach Rav, a bend wind penetrated inside him. So David just wanted to prove to Shaul that he's innocent, and he said, I had a chance to kill you, leave me alone. So you appreciate that somebody, if you chase somebody to kill him, and that guy shows you that he was able to do something better to you, and he did not do it, you appreciate it. The Gemara says, nevertheless, he's going to get some punishment, that whatever he won't be able to have any pleasure from clothing, because he embarrassed the clothing. He didn't embarrass the clothing. He, the opposite, that thing that he did was just in order to gain, if you may say, love from Shaul, or to show Shaul that he loved him so much, but it was not a sin, it's not a sin. Besides, it's not called a sin. It's not a sin. It's not called a sin that the person has to be afraid that somebody doesn't like a cucumber, and he throws the cucumber into the garbage, and says, I don't like this cucumber, so what if I'm going to punish him, that he's going to be, oh, something will happen to him because he embarrassed a cucumber. It's embarrassing, embarrassing cucumber, embarrassing clothing, it's embarrassing. It's not called embarrassing either, it's not embarrassing, it's not called embarrassing the clothing. It means he damages, it's not embarrassing. The Gemara says he embarrassed. It's not embarrassing. He can say, he can destroy it called batashchit. It's not batashchit. If you have a purpose, it's not called batashchit. If you have any tree that you want to chop, if you have a purpose in chopping the tree, it's not called batashchit. If you do anything, in anything, in any object in the world, if you do something, you damage it for a purpose, it's not called batashchit. So we hear, so big deal, so he did the right thing.
We learned about his heart that...
I'm sorry?
We learned about his heart that he could not see because it was old. And Yaakov, his hand was too heavy. And here it is...
Yaakov was?
His hand was too heavy. I mean, Yaakov was... I'm sorry. It was... he carried it up. But it's a bit...
Yeah, there's nothing to do with that. I'm saying... Anybody can get sick. You know, today when you go and you say you feel cold, it means the doctor says the circulation of the blood is not good. Either you go jogging, the Gemara says that this is why the old people have to drink wine, because wine makes the circulation of the blood better. But you don't say somebody is, you know, it's freezing cold, he says, put the heat up. He says, you know, the reason is, once upon a time, he embarrassed the clothing. He chopped a piece of garment, he cut a piece of garment, or he threw a piece of garment.
That's
a Gemara again, that's a Gemara.
Yeah, but does anybody deal with when you put Shmuel Aleph? We didn't touch Shmuel Aleph originally, I wasn't here, so I don't know if he dealt with the whole idea. Why did he have to do it that way?
Right.
Why did he have to do it that way?
It doesn't matter.
We let him know. We should have taken this.
It doesn't matter. You don't ask this question. It's not called that you embarrass the clothing, and it's not a sin to do such a thing. You can say it, it's a sin was it he rebelled against the king because Shaul was the king, but again the Gemara doesn't want to say that because again David already was anointed by Shmuel and is going to be the king after Shaul, and he has the right, and especially if Shaul is trying to kill him for no reason, chasing him for no reason in a desert, is drafting army to chase him. So David HaMelech crossed from one mountain to the next, and he woke up Shaul and he says, get up. He woke up Abner, he says, how do you watch the king? He says, I just chip a little bit from his coat. That's not really a good excuse, as Chas Shalom, the Gemara says, but you can tell what the Gemara really means. So I don't know if you remember or not. What was it before? I don't remember. One time I said, Ari says like this, that David HaMelech is direct.
Adam.
Right. Direct Yigulu Adam HaRishon. Like Adam HaRishon, he was created without clothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu make clothing for him. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu make clothing for him, because Adam HaRishon did not behave with him, say. And because he did not behave with him, say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him clothing. So you have to have a special respect for clothing. Because clothing, this is what's going to, to cover you or to prevent you from doing bad things. The reason why Adam HaRishon had the sin, why Chava had the sin with the snake, is because he didn't have clothing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu himself, he made themselves the first clothing. They just tied around themselves some leaves, or a leaf, according to the Torah, one leaf from a fig tree. And the Torah says Kadosh Baruch Hu himself made them, he made for them special belts. It means he made them special clothing. So you have to have a special respect for clothing. So you cannot touch that subject. That subject, it rings the bell upstairs. It means it's something that, you know, that you wake up the prosecutor. It says, you all involved in that subject is called clothing. You cannot just chop clothing. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but as I said in the lecture in Great Neck, you see, it's amazing. The Jews always control what we call in America the Shmata market. The garment center, always was Jewish, from the first day. Now Baruch Hashem, the Iranian people own they own it.
That's
China, just the slaves. The slaves, doesn't matter who you have in your knitting places. If it's Tony or Anthony. The question is, who are the jobbers? Who are the manufacturers? 1412, 1407, you go up to this building, you see all the Syrians over there, and all the people. 1400. You go over there in Broadway and you go to 37th and 35th Street, Mark Siegel. So you see, constantly the Jews own this market. And it's not only in America, it's in Europe also. The same thing. And this is because it's called the Tikkun Adam HaRishon. Because Adam HaRishon had the first sin that he ate from a Sadat because Chava forced him to eat, and she forced him to eat because the snake tempted her. And the snake tempted her because they didn't have clothing in Gan Eden. So since then, this Aron Tikkun is more clothing. And that's why Hashem was so upset at Olam Mabul. As a lawyer, you should know it. When you see, when you catch somebody without clothing, it's not his fault. It's from the generation of the Mabul. They took off the clothing. Why they took off the clothing? Because it's Adam HaRishon created without clothing. So that's why Hashem was so upset at Olam Mabul, that the people used to walk on the street almost the way they walk today. But the reason behind it, the Gemara says, I mean, that's what it says. The reason behind it is because since Adam HaRishon created without clothing, and the clothing was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they want to go back to Adam HaRishon because they feel, the Neshama feels that this is something is wrong with the clothing, because the clothing, really, we should not have clothing. So this is one, Daniel says in one version, Daniel says, that this is really David HaMelech, HaMelech Malach chapter 1. This is one in David, he says, David HaMelech is old, and the covering with clothing is still not hot, and the division is, the Gemara says, he's embarrassing the clothing. The Gemara says, he's not embarrassing the clothing, he just got a slip from the jacket. Since you are David HaMelech, you are the Gilgul of Adam HaRishon, Adam is the Reviation, Adam David Mashiach, and David HaMelech got his, if we may say, his original creation at that moment was by Adam HaRishon, this is the Gemara says, and the Midrash says, the Rebbe showed David HaMelech in a video of Adam HaRishon, but he was supposed to die right when he was born. And Shaul asked, Adam HaShon asked, who is this? And he said, I'll give him 70 years for my life. Then, after he continued to see the video, he saw the story with Bathsheba. And then he said, I'm not giving it to him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you gave it, you cannot take it back, but I'm not giving it to him. And Abraham, the Midrash says, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had to give part of their life to David HaMelech in order for him to survive. Even though Adam HaShem gave it to him, since he regretted, Hashem told him, your regret is enough for you not to get it back. But you're entitled not to give it to him, because in the video he saw the story of Bathsheba. If you remember the story of Bathsheba, the way the Navi says, is because David HaMelech saw Bathsheba taking a shower without clothing. I said, the same thing is what I'm going to have. He is having the same thing. He sees a girl without the right clothing on. He says he doesn't behave. He says that happens to Adam HaRishon the same way, in a way that he says the Midrash says the same thing happened to Adam HaRishon.
In the second vision.
אתה נראה מוזג.
נראה מוזג?
כן, אבל נראה. אתה לא היית עורך דין אולי? אתה היית עורך דין, אולי אתה נראה מוזג. So this is one of the reasons that this really David HaMelech is so called, that it's not his punishment, it's Adam HaRishon's punishment. It's not that he did something really bad. He did right by not killing Shaul HaMelech. Other reason, if you remember, as we mentioned in Sefer Shmuel, that David HaMelech, the Gemara says that the Shaul HaMelech was wearing a jacket. But on his jacket, it's a question exactly what it means exactly, but the Gemara says, since he cut the corner, now the garment doesn't have four corners. The Gemara says the jacket that Shaul HaMelech was wearing was something, a jacket that really should have had the teeth, or maybe had the teeth, and David HaMelech cut it with the teeth. Right. It says David HaMelech cut the edge of the coat. So the Gemara says, it's not the way, what it means, he embarrassed the clothing, it's not the clothing that he embarrassed, he embarrassed the mitzvah of the teeth. Like if somebody's wearing a talit and you go and you cut the corner. So now the talit really has only three corners, so talit is not obligated to have to sit. And this is what David HaMelech did. He says if you want to cut something from the garment, you don't cut the corner. It says the corner, according to the Chachamim, had the seat, and he cut the corner with the seat. Now you can't put any more seat right now, because it has only three corners. Three corners is not obligated to have to sit. That's what Chachamim say that this is really what David HaMelech, that's the punishment. The punishment David HaMelech is so called is because that he cut the corner of the garment. And since he cut the corner of the garment, he embarrassed not the garment as the garment, embarrassed that garment, had the teeth, or really had the ability to have the teeth. And this was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset that in the Melech you should not have cut the corner. But again, if it means Avera Lishma, if it means the reason why I cut the corner is in order to tell Shaul HaMelech, leave me alone, what do you want for my life? I had a chance to kill you, I did not kill you, that's called Avera Lishma. If you do avera lishma, the Gemara says it's not considered avera. If you do avera lishem shamayim, you do a sin for Hashem's sake, it's not called a sin. So it really doesn't matter what you do. It's a very small thing. It's a very small thing. The Gemara says, sorry? I said before you came, the Gemara has a lot of examples, but one of the examples the Gemara, the Chachamim say is that you're not allowed to embarrass somebody. If you embarrass somebody, Hashem Shamayim. For example, the way Yerovam embarrassed Shlomo HaMelech, he screamed at him on the street in front of all of Israel that you're building a palace for your non-Jewish wife to buy power, and you're neglecting Beit HaMikdash. In public, even though this is a king, and you have to respect the king, and if you wouldn't be a king, you're not allowed to scream at him and embarrass him, but if you really mean Hashem Shamayim, you're allowed to do everything. That's the Gemara says, the Pinchas, and other things, you know, that you mean Hashem Shamayim, even though you really actually do a scheme. But this further, it goes further. So again, the same question. I did not really embarrass the clothing. I cut this corner. Well, maybe I didn't think right. Maybe I should not have cut the corner. But I did cut the corner. So I happened to have the teeth, or happened to have the beautiful teeth. But this is not something that should get punished, that I should be called. Why should I be called? It is because I didn't mean to embarrass this garment. I did the opposite. I meant the Shem Shamayim. I meant for Shaul HaMelech to know that I'm really his friend. I did not want to kill him. So you don't give me such a punishment. It's going to cover him with clothing. It's going to be called because he embarrassed the clothing. So this is another version. He says that if you remember why we have to tzitzit, why really we have to tzitzit, why we have the garment of tzitzit, not the tzitzit. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says the garment of the tzitzit we have bizchut shem. You remember the story that Noah was drunk, and Ham saw him. And Ham saw him. That he's so sweet is to kiss him. Look at Ariz. Ariz says Ham saw his father that he is not dressed properly because Noah was drunk, and he took. So Ham went outside and told the other brothers. He didn't call them. He told them. He told them, Ashwanara, he said, our father is drunk, he's lying without proper clothing in his hand. The Torah says, the Parashat Noach, the Shem and Yefet came and they took a garment.
Yes,
took a garment. And they went backwards. They took a garment and they covered Noach. Says the Gemara, it says, Vayikach Shem, Vayefet, Eta Simla. Who is going to say had the zechut for us to have the talit? Shem. Since Shem put it on the shoulder to cover zachinu le talit. That's the Gemara says. If it itself, the string itself, this is because of Avraham Avinu said yimuchut v'atrochnal lo'ekach. So the beggar is because of Shem and the string is because of Avraham. But the beggar, the garment, it's because of Shem. This is the Gemara says. Again, why Shem? Because Shem covers. He covers. It means the talit that we have is because Shem covered Noah. It means the garment, a garment that you have on, is in order to cover. Says the Gemara. Says Ari. That's what the Gemara says. Since David HaMelech came and cut the corner of the garment, it says that garment is not obligated to tzitzit anymore. He is ruining so-called the zechut that we have, that Shem gave us. Shem gave us a garment in order to cover ourselves. Now they're going to cover you with garments and garments, and the garment will not do the job, because you embarrassed which garment? The original garment that was done by Shem, that Shem really did it. That's the Gemara says. It's not what the embarrassing of garment. The garment is not the embarrassing word. The mitzvah of the garment is going to have. And the garment is going to have a mitzvah because of Shem. It says that's what it means. תזמין את הפלוג הזה, ולא ייחם לו. ייחם, חם. תזמין, זה יצא לא ייחם. את הזדח, את הזדח, את הזדח, because of חם, you got the garment. חם means hot, and also in the name of the son of Noah. תזמין, זה לא, that's what I mean, ולא ייחם לו. It says, "Loi Chama" means it says he's not going to have heat because heat comes from the word Ham, and Ham was the guy that caused us to have that mitzvah of a tzitzit of a garment. So since you cut this garment of Shaul, you lost the thing, and therefore you're not going to have the chut to be warm.
But the punishment wasn't there.
Huh?
The punishment wasn't there.
What means?
It was
the biggest embarrassing in the world. Are you going to say what it is? It's the biggest embarrassing.
What?
Biggest embarrassing. Biggest. Yes, it is. Let's talk about the biggest embarrassing of all. ויאמרו לו עבדיו, ירשו לאדוני המלך אמרה בתורה עמדה לפני המלך ותהי לו סוכנת. You get a girl and she'll warm you up. שבא בחיקך בכלל אדוני המלך ותינת אליו סומריה. The Gemara says he could not marry her because he already has 18 wives. Even though it doesn't answer the question completely, but the Gemara says that you see that even though a person should not have a non-married girl together, locked him in a room, that's called Yichudim Apnuyah, the Gemara says, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, David HaMelech did not want to divorce one of his wives because divorce is so embarrassing. So therefore Chachamim said, after the Chachamim at the time, the Gemara said, Chachamim said, okay, it's okay, she should be in the room with him, better than he should divorce one of his wives. The Gemara said, the slaves of David HaMelech gave him this idea. מבקשים נערה יפה בכל גבול ישראל ומציאו את האישה כשני ויותר למלך ופאונד הגיר בנערה יפה אדון זילוז המסורנטי שעתו את המלך ואיזהר. It says the king never married her. And again, the Arif says the purpose of this story, the secret behind it, is the Gemara says, the Midesa says in the Torah. But again, David המלך was גלגול of אדם הראשון. And אדם הראשון was together with his wife without the permission of הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is what the snake saw. That's why the snake came into the picture. And David HaMelech is going to control himself, says Dari. He's going to show that he is not going to be with that lady, even though she's the prettiest girl in the world, he is not going to marry her. Because he has an obligation that Hashem told him, you're not allowed to marry more than the wife that you have. And he's going to control himself. So David says, this is really why the Navi tells us this story, to show us that David HaMelech is going to complete, if we may say, something Adam HaRishon could not have completed. And therefore, sorry?
Avishag is
not Chava, Avishag is something compared to Bathsheba is really Chava. But he's going to prove it that he's not doing it. Gemara says David is Adam HaRishon and Bathsheba is Chava. Gemara doesn't say it clearly that way, but that's what Gemara says. Right. That is it. That's really the story over here. That David HaMelech is going to die, and he's going something to do that he knows that he has to do it. Otherwise, he wouldn't fall into that trap. He doesn't need it. So he's calling for. I don't know what should have done. It's amazing. I don't understand really the whole idea. You can't go. You can't be sitting in the street, or you go into this steam room, and you don't get hot. Even a dead man is going to get up. There's no such thing. You go into these places, you know, that they have this sauna place. You can die. A dead man wakes up and says, get me out of here. Because it's hard to believe. It means the cover of the Melech is not hot. So if he's not hot, you put him in a sauna. In a sauna, it's going to be hot for sure. For sure it's going to be hot. I don't know why people are doing it. Of course, I don't know. I don't know exactly, but give him a hot tea. You won't get hot from hot tea. Won't get hot from, when is clothing? Clothing he doesn't have really, because clothing don't warm a person up. That's the truth. And everybody will tell you, clothing only keeps the body, the heat of the body, not to vaporize, not to go out. Mm-hmm. But clothing doesn't warm you up. Mm-hmm. But the heat does.
something was wrong with the internal system.
Well, something was wrong with the advisor. That's what Ari says. Ari says that is why they told the advisor to David. David accepted the advice in order just to show he's doing the tikkun of Adam HaRishon. The only idea that David, that's what the Navi writes, Ari says. The only idea is to tell you that David HaMelech, that he is Gilgul of Adam HaRishon, he is going to do something Adam HaRishon could not control himself with Chava. And he's going to control himself. This is Navi says, he's going to bring the prettiest girl at Chava. The Gemara says, and all the girls compared to Chava, they're like monkeys. The Gemara compares all the girls in the world to Chava as monkeys. That's how pretty she was. This is before Darwin was born.
Before
Darwin was born.
Now it's saying David HaMelech is Ne'eman. But why is he allowed to test him?
No, he wants to test him because he wants to. That's the secret. The secret is the Gemara says David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to test. Since Hashem told him what he's going to test him with. No, he didn't tell him Bathsheba. He told him, I'm going to test you with a lady. Mm-hmm. And David HaMelech said, okay, I want to be tested. Mm-hmm. So David says, what David HaMelech wants to prove? He wants to prove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says he wants to fix the sin of Adam HaRishon. Right. Adam HaRishon was with his wife without permission. That's what David said. That's exactly what David is telling us. HaMelech, it means the king never married her. He didn't marry her, that's because it's a certain halacha. The halacha is that you cannot marry more than 18 wives. The Lamech already had 18 wives, and he is not going to marry her. I said, let me marry her without ketubah. It's like a pelege, she's muteras, and then the king here says, no, I have to marry her because of Chabah. Because Chabah was the wife of Adam HaRishon. The Gemara says, then the Midrash says, Adam HaRishon brought Chabah to Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon, was the rabbi, and the Jeremy had two witnesses, and they had a chupa, very cheap chupa. Right, you need a rabbi to witness it. Anything else?
Please, quickly.
I thought that sounds good again, that sounds good. That this is really the conclusion of David HaMelech's life, that this is really this chapter and the next chapter, but that's the end of it. It says to conclude David HaMelech's life is with the so-called with hooray to David HaMelech, that he did the job. He did the job, and he is not falling into the trap the way Adam HaRishon fell in the trap. So Baruch Hashem is perfect. So it sounds good that this is really what the Navi wants to teach us. Not just a story that David HaMelech was old and he was cold and about the girl. He says, no, to tell you that this is really the tikkun of Adam HaRishon. And also, the way one version of Dari says that this is the tikkun of what we call Shem. Of Noah, what we call. This is one explanation. The second explanation, the Midrash disagrees. Or what the Gemara say, maybe, that the whole reason what we said, what we spoke, that the reason why the whole thing happened to David HaMelech because he embarrassed the clothing, either just because he cut the clothing that was Adam HaRishon's clothing, like, or because it was the mitzvah that he prevented Shaul from having. The Midrash comes and it says something else. It's the last story that we read in Sefer Shmuel last week. And the Navi tells us that was like epidemic in Am Yisrael, that 70,000 people died or wanted compared to 70,000. And the reason was because David HaMelech made a sin. He made a sin that he counted Am Yisrael, he told you have to go count Am Yisrael, and Hashem was very upset at him. And then David HaMelech saw the Melech HaMavet holding a sword and standing on top of Yerushalayim to destroy Yerushalayim completely. And he got so scared, the Gemara said, from seeing the angel holding a sword and try to destroy Yerushalayim, that he was shivering, and his blood, I don't know how it happened exactly, but because he shivered so much, and he was so much afraid of this Samech Mev, of the Satan, of the Malach HaMavet, that he got so frightened It is that something happened to the system. He couldn't see this Chacham doctor. And all of a sudden his blood froze. And his blood is freezing. Now his blood in his body is freezing. Again, since you saw the angel, he got to fight him. It says now his blood is cold. He has the cold blood running in the system, and therefore it can be constantly cold, and therefore they're looking for how to warm him up. I'm not going to touch that reason right now, but again, that sounds again, like, again, this is it's not because he's really scared when he saw the angel. Like we said, he saw the angel because he was supposed to be punished because he did a sin. By counting Am Yisrael, he was not supposed to count Am Yisrael. So this is a kind of continuation of that idea, the clothing.
Yes, for the punishment.
Yes, for the punishment. It did it, it didn't. But again, 70,000 people died. Then he saw the angel standing, and he's holding the sword, and he wants to destroy Yerushalayim completely. And he was not ready for that part. And he did not believe because it is the end of Yerushalayim. And therefore his blood got cold. So what this has to do with anything? What this has to do with anything? Just because he saw the angel, his blood got cold. Let's think about it.
Yes, it doesn't happen
because it happened. Has to have a reason why it happened. It's a punishment. The punishment, the man is freezing cold. He says, why the man is freezing cold? Because he saw an angel. The angel was holding a sword, so the man got frightened. Now his blood is ice cold in the system. What is the relationship?
Yes.
What's the connection between these days? All of a sudden the angel is standing and all of a sudden his blood in the system is freezing. Why? Maybe. And this is really a next week parasha, really.
Kitisan, right?
That's the parasha. Torah says that when you count on Israel, you have to give half a coin. I said half a coin is going to be forgiveness. Forgiveness for God, for what? For the golden calf. The golden calf. What was the golden calf? The golden calf came a golden calf. How did it come a golden calf? At Am Yisrael gave gold. How do you get the golden calf from gold? It says because somebody threw inside a plaque. A plaque. And the plaque was written Alesho. Yunus Yimbo was two magicians were standing by when Aaron took the gold. And Aaron was pouring hot gold into a shape of a bull. And then two people came, they had a plaque, a small piece of plaque, I don't know what it was, and over there it says, Ham Abul, Ale Sho. They throw it into the fire. Rashi brings it to Pasha
Kitisa. What does that mean?
Means, Ham Abul, Ale Sho. It says, what that plaque will do the job? It says, that plaque Moshe Rabbeinu was using when he brought the coffin of Yosef up.
Mm-hmm.
So those two people were standing by. They walked with Moshe Rabbeinu. Some rabbis say they were children of Bilam. And they took the plaque, they had it in a pocket. Why in the pocket? They were antique collectors. They had this plaque in the pocket. It says on this, Alesho. Yosef is like a bull, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yosef is compared to a bull. Alesho means Chama bull. It's a secret. I mean, it doesn't mean that. And it says, Alesho, if you add up the letters, the numerical value is Amna Bechoav, Zulati Mincha, Tatir Tzkor. That's the Alesho. The numerical value. It's not Alesho. You don't write a piece of paper, Alesho, and Yosef's coffin is going to come out. It's a joke.
The
Alesho says, it's Amna Bechoav. then it's a numerical value. Alesho, if you add up the numerical value of the Alesho, comes Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadik. Anna Bechor, Goyt Nechatis, are the first six letters of the first six words in Anna Bechor. So those two people, you remember, took it, put it in the pocket, and now, after Aaron is going to tell them, he's going to do something for them, so he's pouring hot, boiled, gold into the shape, and they went and they threw this inside. They threw this inside, and the bull jumped and started to sing and dance and eating grass. That's the Megosis. Yeah. So, Mahasita Shekel, the Gemara says, is a kapara. It's a forgiveness for the bull. How? We don't know. Maybe we'll talk about this maybe next week. But that's really how the Torah says, the chaper al nafshotechem. It means when you go, if you start in Sarim Kudem, when you're going to count on Israel, that refers, maybe you're going to count them after the little golden calf, the people died, you're going to count them, you give every time coin. Why? Because if you count them, it's going to be eye in the eye, it's going to be chas shalom bed eye. In order to prevent the bed eye, you give like a charity, like a half a coin, and you give half a coin, it's going to prevent eye in the eye. That's fine. So machatit ha-sheket is for kapara for you. Which means like this, every time you count on Israel, really, what you have to have in mind, doesn't have to have the second, maybe yes, maybe not, it's a question. But again, when you count, that's what the Hashem said. When you count on Israel, each one should give half a coin, and that half a coin is going to prevent Ayin Hara, it's going to prevent Ayin Hara if you get half a coin. Huh? Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alei, and says Yosef doesn't have Ayin Hara. So Yosef is like a fish. He says it's like this, like that. He says this is really the secret behind it. That if you're not going to have a coin, you have Ayin Hara. This is why you have Ayin Hara, because Yosef doesn't have Ayin Hara. It means that you have to be part of Yosef, and you cannot be part of Yosef because you sold Yosef, and sold Yosef. This is Yosef is like a bull, and this is why the golden calf comes from a bull. It says the whole idea of the golden calf came from this plaque. It says, Aleh Shor Kama Bull, and that plaque was used to bring up the coffin of Yosef, and this is how the bull came up. It means the bull really came up as a golden calf because of the sin of Yosef. So this is really has to do with Yosef. What has to do with Yosef? So it means it's like this, that the reason why you have to have money when you count on Israel is to have a forgiveness for Yosef. It's very nice, and everybody remembers. So, one step before, and then it says, no, it's right. Well, I just one step before. I said, the first thing when they took Yosef, they took off the clothing of Yosef. Yeah, she took Yosef, could not tell that they undressed Yosef. They took Yosef's garment. I said, that's how the whole thing started. And then what they did, they took the dip, the dress of Yosef, the garment, into blood. And they cheated Yaakov with it. And the Gemara constantly calls the sin of selling Yosef as not just the sin, as something to do with the garment. So therefore, the garment is red, it's a symbol. Since, of course, Shaul was a grandson of Binyamin, that was a partner of Yosef, all the children of Binyamin are called after Yosef, and Mr. David is a Yehuda, says he sold Yosef without the clothing. Says, Ari, here is, you, Mr. David, you went and you cut the corner of the garment of Mr. Shaul. And says, back to square one. It says, Yehuda is bothering Yosef. It says, they took off the garment of Yosef. And says, Ari, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that David, when David saw the angel holding a sword, wants to destroy Shaim, he says, it's shaking. What are you shaking? He says, I'm shaking. What did I do? I counted. I'm Israel without money, without the shekel. He says, what does that do? He says, no kapara for the golden calf. When golden calf is the same sin as Bechirat Yosef. Bechirat Yosef, he says, oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? He says, it's going to be called now. He says, why? Because you're responsible. You, David, you're the descendant of Yehudah, that responsible, even though that he was not maybe the one that took it off. But again, you sold Yosef without clothing, and the brothers blame Yehuda, he should not have let them do it. He says, you are the one that's doing the same thing to Shaul HaMelech. He says, again, you do the same thing. You did it one time, you see Yosef, and now you do it to Shaul HaMelech. That's what I'm going to say.
ahead of the...